look at this. A snake in the birdhouse.
Oh, yeah.
What is up, my boys?
Hey, hello, hey, friend. Hey, hey.
My four-hour, my fellow four-hour broadcasters.
What is up? How was the holiday? How was vacation?
It was good. It was good. Donnie and I were texting. I'm like, man, you went from 2 hours to four in a blink of an eye.
What are we doing here? What's happening?
I love it.
I don't like this.
I love other people's pain. It's wonderful.
Oh, I see. You laughed at me on text also. I felt it. I felt it vibrate the phone.
Oh, man. Okay. So we're back for another year.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get this out of the way first, because this guy wants to know, how big is the doll that the Picks with Friends loser has to take with him all across Louisiana and New Orleans? And I heard you guys talking about this a little bit earlier, that, yes, the loser has to drive to New Orleans. He's got to make six or seven stops and go on these tours of, you know, fan boat tours and gator tours and plantation tours and things like that. And you have to take your doll with you. And I think the doll that we determine, and a guy sent me a link. I don't have it on me right now. And whoever, if you're listening right now, resend it to me, because I think it comes up to about, it's about your rib cage up to your head. That's about the size of it. And they can make it kind of look like you, Matt, in case you lose.
All right. That'd be great.
So it's almost like he's a ventriloquist.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That makes sense.
Yes, it's that size.
Like, can they make it to where you can move its mouth, so you have to maybe do an act maybe at the media party?
He doesn't have to talk to himself anymore.
Right, he has he'll have a little Mighty Matt to talk
God,
to.
God, how crazy. I'd carry it around downtown and just be, hey, Eddie, how's it going? I don't know, how are you? I'm doing really good.
How many times as a kid did
that
you
was pretty
practice?
Good. I wasn't moving my lips.
I always practiced that.
Try to do it like this, or you're not leaving your lips, and it's really hard to do.
I don't think it's a thing anymore, but when we were kids, ventriloquism was a huge thing.
It was really big.
I think Jeff Dunham is still doing quite well.
Is he?
Yeah, but I mean, there were bunches of people. I felt like they were always on TV, and there were more of those dumb variety shows, you know.
Wasn't it because, like, they made that one movie where the creepy ventriloquist doll was in it? Made it horror. Was that Monkey Shines, maybe? Something like that?
Yeah, I remember that. It is creepy. It's weird. But I don't think that these dolls have, like, a hole in their rear end that you can put your hand up, even though I know you'd like to do that. We had a vision of Bob, like, not taking his to the casino and setting it down at a blackjack table and yelling at it for hitting on 16.
Right.
And,
what are you doing? He's just yelling at it. But he has to put the little doll's hand up to get a hit. He has to put the he has to make the doll's hand brush the table to get another card.
Oh my God,
that would be so great!
Right, and the waitress brings him a drink, and Bob's like, "You will not have another drink."
He just knocks it over. Yeah. He's had enough. Oh, that's so great!
All right.
But that's tomorrow. That's the last edition, possibly, of Picks with Friends.
Can't wait.
As we're going to decide.
And just a little preview. The commissioner has decided that we will only be divulging the triple play.
Oh, that's it, huh?
That is it.
I love it. Love it.
All right. Now that Bob Dylan has had his own biopic, what other acts are next, or would you like to see? I guess we've had Elton John. That movie, which was fun. Queen, which was okay, too.
Okay.
Bohemian Rhapsody? That was awesome.
It was
incredible.
Good. It was
I
good.
Thought the Elvis movie was solid. I liked it.
Yeah, yeah, the Elvis. The I feel like there have been a bunch
Johnny
of Elvis
Cash.
Movies.
Dream
the Bob
Girls.
Dylan movie now. Bruce is coming out, like,
yeah, Bruce
soon,
Springsteen
I think,
is,
next...
yeah, because the dude from The Bear is playing him.
Yeah, Jeremy Allen White. Yeah. Michael Jackson is coming up very, very soon, too. Who is next?
I would like to see, because I don't know a lot about him, and I'm not a huge fan of his music, but Prince, I think, would be really cool to see.
Yeah, I agree. But I almost think that Purple Rain was kind of the Prince story.
Felt like it.
But even, like, after that, because that was, what, 84 when that came out?
Yeah,
right?
It's been 40 years.
Yeah, and
so
I'd like to see his life after that, or... Like, Fleetwood Mac would kind of be cool, and how they formed in the 70s and with Rumours and that whole thing in the 80s and the love in the band with the... That'd be interesting.
I think bands are hard, like, because there's so many people involved.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, like, I don't know, like you'd love to see a Rolling Stones thing, but I mean, there's just so many stories of individuals and things like that. Donovan, are you looking at maybe Houdini?
Houdini would be fantastic. I would love that.
Michael McDonald.
But we had New Edition and the Bobby Brown story, which every time they come on, I'll put an eyeball on that.
Yeah, and they did Bodyguard with Whitney Houston.
Yeah, but that's a movie.
Okay.
It's not a biography.
Right.
Let's see. Corby, why do you like this awful cold weather over over the 100-degree temperatures that August has? At least in August you can swim and play golf. Man, I don't like August. I hate it. I don't like walking my dogs. I just don't like being outside at all. And in this weather,
yeah,
whether it's snowing or not, I'm 100% fine with bundling up and being outside. It doesn't bother me. And I heard you saying this too, Donnie. As long as there's no wind, I don't care.
Yeah, the
wind.
The wind is just the telling factor. Like right now, when I walked outside, yeah, it's cold, but it didn't bother me. The first day, Monday, was so bad because the wind was blowing so hard. That cuts. But I make bad decisions in cold weather, so I'd rather be hot than cold.
Yeah.
Terrible decisions.
I'd rather have cold. This is better than August. I think Corby's right.
What bad decisions do you make?
Name it. Bad. Just name it. Anytime I need to make a decision and I'm cold, I always make the wrong one.
See? Really?
That's what just happened to me, apparently. It's because I'm cold. I was trying to warm
Let's
myself
see.
Up.
Is it ridiculous that we are... it ridiculous that we're worried about an inch of snow when Southern California is facing their craziest weather imaginable?
Yes.
Dude, whatever is going on out there with the winds and the fire, it's almost,
so to speak,
apocalyptic.
I know. It's some of the footage is
it's
so
freaky, man.
It is freaky. That's the right word for it.
That's one thing that
they show right off the PCH, and I don't know exactly where it is, but you know, every time we go down there, Corby, we always try to find the house that Norm stayed in when we go up. But man, that stretch of PCH in every single house on that side is up in flames, and it's scary looking.
Yeah.
And when you have like, you know, 60 to 100 mile per hour winds that are moving fire that quickly, I mean, it literally is like a book of matches going up, because the fire sucks out the oxygen in the air and it's just, it's apocalyptic. It's like end of days type stuff. And people with their water hoses by their, I'm like, dude, get out
of
here.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do.
Go.
You don't want to mess with that.
No. Firefighters can't even put it out. You think you're going to put it out with your garden hose? Like, no, you can't.
No.
Would you guys have sex with Joy Taylor to ensure Skip Bayless never worked again? That's an interesting way to look at that story. Yes, I would.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would take the hit.
Just stop at Taylor.
Yeah, right?
Don't even give me the reason.
Is she married and stuff?
I know she was. I don't know if she still is.
Didn't I read maybe where this story kind of blew up her marriage way back in the day? Because this story is
she was married
about
to some dude
8 years old
named Richard Giannotti, and they were only married for 2 years.
They got
divorced in 2017. Man, she's only 5'2". All right.
Well, yeah.
What was that affirmation at the end?
I know. All right.
Like with a fist pump and everything.
I mean,
she is hot. When we get a quarter inch of snow in the next 48 hours, who will have the most egg on their face? And why is the only answer Pete Delvis?
Okay. Well, what is he supposed to do, though?
I think it'll be the weather models that we use that were so drastically way off.
Why do we blame people who have no control over what's happening?
Dude, those guys catch more hell from people concerning rain and snow. And really, I mean, it doesn't snow that much, so it's really rain. And when he says, okay, there's a 70% chance of rain.
Right.
That doesn't mean, it's a 70% coverage, right? Like, that's kind of what that means.
Right.
And then somebody in Roanoke's like, I didn't get a drop. Why'd you say that?
And then
I didn't get one drop.
I think they did themselves a disservice by trying to predict and give you the timeline. Like, they're trying to really help.
Right.
But if it doesn't exactly happen at 2 o'clock like they said and it's four, then people are bitch and complain about that.
Yeah.
And I mean, they have no control over it.
Right. What if it was the opposite and they're like, you know what? No, it's not going to do anything. We may get a dusting and then you get a foot.
Right.
And then it's like, what? Dude, 25 people died because they were out on the roads and they didn't know this was going on.
I mean, they don't know what's going to happen, which is why it's a prediction. They're trying to give you the most accurate thing that they can. But we were talking about this yesterday. The European model, like 24 hours ago, was showing 15 inches possible in this area.
Yes.
So do you want them to go with that? Or then the American model, which was showing maybe not as much. And so they take the information that's available to them and analyze it comparatively to when other weather events like this have happened to try to see, based on the numbers that we have, this is what looks like could happen.
That's like me getting mad at Corby because he picks games in the paper. And when he gets one wrong, I just yell at him.
Right, right. I bet all my house money on that, and you lost it for me.
I don't sound like that. I don't know why you...
Oh, I have a weather report for April 8th.
Okay, okay, EA.
Well, 3 months from today, huh?
I want to see the Houdini biopic.
There's not a person with that voice that's ever said that. Ever.
Either that or Cool Moe Dee. Create the perfect sack lunch. This is from Ranch Pizza, who is always our food connoisseur on the Birdhouse. As a kid or as an adult?
I would like a turkey sandwich.
I think that's the standard. The turkey sandwich.
That would be
As a kid, lunch. It would either be a turkey sandwich or peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Yeah, with an oatmeal cream pie. I always got one of those usually. And like a fruit cup or something.
Ew.
Yeah, nobody wants a fruit cup.
No. I like them.
Why are you eating healthy and stuff? I would get my chip choice right now would be Sun Chips.
Sun Chips were good.
Yeah, as a kid, though. I didn't want any dumb Sun Chips. I wanted some Ruffles, sour cream, and onion. Give me all the calories.
I like Doritos, too.
The Cool Ranch Doritos was a huge player. Doritos.
And a chocolate chip cookie. I couldn't do an oatmeal cream pie. That just sounds gross.
I want something like a...
Why? Nick Saban eats them. I mean, they're delicious.
Hostess cupcake or a Ding Dong or something.
Yeah, and I would also like a soft drink in there. Wrapped up. That was our Yeti, by the way. Our Yeti was...
Foil?
It was foil.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
It is. It was.
Seriously.
I'll take a nice little Capri Sun or a juice box or something.
That Capri Sun
tops it off wonderfully.
Did y'all's mom, my parents used to, when we would go on field trips, you know, like to go see whatever
the
and
the symphony
the zoo or go to Fort Worth or go to the Capitol in Austin or whatever.
We went to the symphony every year.
Really? On a field trip?
Hell yeah.
Damn.
He best sleep I ever school. Got.
Yeah. But if it was a long trip, my mom would put a Coke in the freezer and then wrap it in tinfoil. And then by the time it was, you know, lunchtime, it was still cold.
So
and
frothy. You got the little chunks of frozen Coke in there also. Your mom was a genius.
I know, dude. I know. There's no doubt.
Hmm.
And let's see. Matt, did you or your baby mama have to tell your son about Santa? Or did he figure it out on his own? This guy says, I think he's right at that age.
Oh, he figured it out years ago. So much so,
How old?
He was younger than we wanted it to be. I think he might have been like 8.
What?
And but we didn't know at the time. He told us a couple of years later, I think he was like 10 or so. We were trying to keep it going, maybe 11. And he was like, oh, yeah.
That Santa is awesome.
No,
with
he
the capital
us.
A.
No, I thought it was really cool of him because I said, well, why didn't you say something a couple years ago? He goes, well, you and mom seem to really like it, so I just wanted to keep it up for you guys. I was like, wow.
It's truly your kid.
Huh. Oh, that's like an adult move.
I know. I couldn't believe it. But, yeah, he was too young because kids at school. And nowadays, you know, you can look anything up. And I think what happened was he, like, went home in second grade and got on the computer and Googled it or something. And
that
it out.
How
I
mean, awesome
think about that.
He is. Santa.
What a sad Google term.
The best, right? He typed in, is Santa awesome?
And then, you know, how you have the drop down and all the other questions that were being asked.
Yes.
It was really sad. I was
accidentally clicked on one.
Is Santa Houdini?
No, he's Kumo D. Thank you, P-Wans. Thank you, Corby. That is the Birdhouse for this week.